And now a look back at the politics of the past. On this day, 71 years ago, President Franklin Roosevelt made the first in a series of radio addresses, 30 in all over the course of his four terms, broadcasts that he called Fireside Chats.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking.
It was a Sunday. The new president had been sworn in just the week before, and he had taken a dramatic step. A panic by depositors had caused a run on the nation's banks, and Roosevelt had shut them down by declaring an extended bank holiday. In his first chat, he took a straightforward and sometimes even folksy approach to the matter.
I can assure you, my friends, that it is safer to keep your money in a reopened bank than it is to keep it under the mattress.
The appearance of the president then on radio was an event.
That's Norman Corwin, a celebrated radio writer and director in the days before television. He remembers those FDR broadcasts as some of the best performances ever heard on radio.
FDR took the issues right to the people.
You people must have faith. You must not be stampeded by rumors or guesses. Let us unite in banishing fear.
His fireside chats were not just friendly neighborhood get-togethers. They were substantive. The choice of that term, fireside chat, is an indication of how shrewdly he used the medium. It was not fireside address. It was not a press conference. It was nothing but a chat, which invoked the sense of a small group of people sitting around a radio. And he exploited that. He spoke simply, and the timbre of his voice was reassuring. Nobody since then has quite made that use of the microphone.
Professor Norman Corwin, now in his 90s, still teaches radio writing, directing, and performing at the University of Southern California. He remembered Franklin Roosevelt, who delivered the first of his fireside chats on this day in 1933.
It is your problem, my friends. Your problem no less than it is mine. Together, we cannot fail.